I will probably never go back to that stadium, to be honest. I guess you can just call me a wimp, but I couldn't handle the fans. Like, I'm 100% down for, like, being riding for your team, like, hoorah, let's go team. I honestly, I just didn't feel very safe. Fred told me not to wear any red. I did end up wearing a red bag, but I had to end up hiding underneath my jacket because people were, you know, doing the FUs and the shoving and that whole thing. So I definitely covered it. But then I was at the concession stand and this guy, like, saw it and, you know, he was drunk, so I'll give him that. But he, like, got in my face, and this other Eagles fan saw it and was like, hey man, like, you gotta chill out. Like, their whole thing is like intimidation. So I tried my best just to not let it get to me, you know, just like stay stone-faced and just walk and let them throw stuff at you and say all the things and just like get to where you're going, just like block it out. So then we were leaving and I wanted to leave before they let all of them out because they started like riots and like all that. So I wanted to leave early, so we did. And then there was like this tunnel you had to walk through and you were just surrounded. So you had to walk through it and they were all around you, like heckling you, yelling. And there was this woman with a baby and they just like kept going. And the kid was clearly scared. Their dad was with them, but the dad was obviously outnumbered. So if he said anything, he was gonna get mauled. And the way they were just like, you know, like, go home, but that's fine, like, I get it, go home, but, oh, like, I hope your plane crashes? I just, listen, I'm all about passion, but never again.